In Iraq today, U.S. soldiers killed five suspected militants in a raid on a bomb-making factory north of Baghdad. The operation uncovered a number of 50-gallon barrels of explosive material. The U.S. military has intensified operations in areas north of the capital, where insurgents have stepped up attacks since the launch of a major security operation to quell sectarian violence in Baghdad. Though the conflict has entered its fifth year and much uncertainty remains, there are those who see reason for hope for the future of the country.
The Chaldean Archbishop of Kirkuk in Iraq, Louis Sacco, says much has changed for the better since the 2003 ouster of Saddam Hussein.
After the collapse of the dictatorship, people feel that they are free, they can act, they can travel, they can contact through media all over the world. Also, they have the possibility to explain what they feel, what they think.
Still, says Archbishop Sacco, the security situation in the country is far from perfect.
People are living in fears, and also they are worried about the future of this violence, which is reigning all over the country if we accept the Kurdish area.
Archbishop Sacco says the way forward for his country depends on effective reconciliation of all Iraqis, the strengthening of the central government, and solid civil institutions at the provincial level. The Archbishop says the chance for a peaceful future is in the hands of Iraqis themselves.
They know much better what they need and how to deal with. And they know the language, they know the mentality, they are Iraqis.
The see of Archbishop Sacco, Kirkuk, is in the northeast of Iraq. It is the single largest oil-producing city in the country. Since April 2003, thousands of internally displaced Kurds, Turkmenis, and others have returned to Kirkuk and other Arabized regions to reclaim their homes and lands. These returnees were forcibly expelled from their homes by the government of Saddam Hussein during the 1980s and 1990s. I'm Chris Altieri.